Welcome to The Paleo View. I'm Stacey Toth, best-selling author and co-creator of PaleoParents.com, where we focus on real-life solutions for families seeking health.
I'm Dr. Sarah Ballantyne, New York Times best-selling author and creator of ThePaleoMom.com. I'm passionate about improving scientific literacy around public health topics.
I like hashtags and bone broth.
And I'm just a super nerd.
Welcome back, both listeners and Sarah Ballantyne. How are you feeling?
As I say, I'm having my typical post-travel crash, which is why I don't do a ton of traveling anymore. So I mean, I just was really low energy the last couple of days, and that was sort of normal. But then, like, just this afternoon, I was like, oh no, wait, here it comes. And I just started to feel terrible, and I'm losing my voice now. And it's, you know, it's totally predictable. I mean, my whole team plans for me to be out of commission for a whole week after I do a trip like that. And I'm always more optimistic. I'm like, oh no, I'll take a couple, like, quiet days, and I'll be, like, back up to full speed. And it never seems to happen. But it was a fantastic trip. I mean, I have yet to see just how bad this virus that I'm fighting off is going to get. But at this point, I can definitely say it was worth it.
Well, because we don't know how to count, and every single week we're sure that we know what episode it is, and invariably we get a text from Matt the day after recording.
This is why we usually try never to say what episode number it is mm-hmm. when we're actually recording. But B, I think Matt told us it was 249 last week. That was Matt.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. But because we can't count, and we do have plans for episode 250, and also because we're not feeling very well, but mostly because we can't count, we are just going to kind of check in and see how everybody's doing. For those of you who were listeners and went to PaleoFX, I will speak on behalf of Sarah and say, you know, thank you for coming. I know because I was watching in social media and also following along with Sarah that, you know, the people who attend PaleoFX are what make it great. It wouldn't be great if it was just, you know, speakers and vendors. It's the interaction with the community that makes it such a special conference.
What I spent most of my time doing, I worked hard this year to minimize all of my commitments elsewhere so I could spend as much time just on the vendor floor and in the Palmer Center where people could find me really easily as much as possible. And people found me, and it was phenomenal because I had so many people come up to me to share their stories or thank me for my work or some combination of those things. And, you know, my day-to-day life is sort of like, as I was sort of saying, like isolated in my basement. But it's a daylight basement. It's really just the ground floor of my house. But, you know, I spend so much time like alone in front of my computer writing. And then I go out to these events and I get these people share these wonderful, you know, stories. They're such amazing moments of connection. And for me, you know, I so deeply appreciate people, trusting me with their stories, because, you know, sometimes what they're sharing is something very vulnerable and emotional and intimate. And it's just an honor for me to be on the sort of receiving side of those stories. And then for me, it's so motivating. It really brings home to me really, really quickly the impact of the work that I'm doing. And it really crystallizes the motivation for me. So it really is. I mean, even though it's very draining, and of course I'm getting sick now, which is what happens when I travel every time. But at the same time, you know, emotionally, I feel very recharged, and I have that really intense focus, understanding that what I'm doing is making a difference and that it's really important. And it's a really good place to be right now because I've got just over 2 months before Paleo Principles goes to print. So I've got 2 months of like really intense work ahead of me. So it was really... I think I've maximized my, that was the maximum of my voice right there. It was really wonderful to be able to meet so many people and have so many people share with me. So that, I mean, that is the reason why I go. I mean, it's great to give keynote presentations and be on panels. And I do have to say that when Dr. Perlmutter said my name as Dr. Ballantyne twice, as he was sitting right beside me and he referred to me by name twice, that was a little squee moment for me. But at the same time, you know, the reason why I'm there is to meet the attendees. It's not for all of the other stuff. So it was, if you are a listener, and many of our listeners were there and mentioned that they're friends of the podcast, and Stacy, I had at least like 45 people say they were sad you weren't there.
Yeah. So I hated not going because I do love PaleoFX. I love connecting with the community. I love connecting with all my friends who are paleo bloggers who I usually only ever get to see once a year at PaleoFX. You know, but hopefully those listeners understand why not only was it just a decision that we made to be kind of family focused and spend our time and, you know, my vacation leave and stuff like that focused on traveling as a family this year, but also with the selling and buying of a home at this time, there was just absolutely no way I could have done it. And if I had planned to go a couple of months ago, I would have had to have canceled because, you know, we had home inspection and all kinds of stuff that I couldn't have gotten around. So, I do appreciate that people acknowledged that they would have liked to have had me there. And I know, I did hear from quite a few people hoping I would come, and I hated to like send them a "no, I'm sorry, I won't be there" email. But I was with everybody in spirit. I was following along on social media, and it's always such a blast. So it's exciting to see everybody enjoying their time together. And I find it very interesting also the kind of topics and how they morph from year to year and the kind of direction that the movement goes. I mean, we're all still interested in prioritizing health. We're all still interested in, you know, focus on real food. But from year to year, that pendulum really kind of swings as to what that looks like, all within the same general foundations. But, you know, the ins and outs and the details sometimes look a little differently. And I know like a couple of years ago, it was about lifestyle factors. And then last year, I felt like it was kind of about carbs. And this year, it kind of sounded like it was a focus back to the origination of paleo, which is a focus on ancestors and the kind of research that's coming out. So I don't know if you felt a certain kind of theme as to what's, you know, hot on people's minds and speakers' topics, but it's fascinating to me to see that detail year over year.
So from my perspective, which, you know, my experience is very centered on the questions that people are asking me as in addition to, you know, the questions that we're getting in panels and in addition to like the topics that other people are really passionate about talking about. But like last year, I felt like I spent a lot of time defending science. And this year I felt like that wasn't, you know, I didn't have to do that, that science was just so much more central to what everybody was talking about. And that doesn't mean I sort of agreed with the central messaging of everybody's talks, but I kind of felt like there was a bit more of a, like you're right, like sort of a return to our roots. I know that my talk was very focused on, you know, taking what we know about diet and lifestyle factors and how they are linked to chronic disease in order to refine a paleo template to better reduce disease risk or mitigate disease. And I went through cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity, and autoimmune disease, and just sort of did these broad strokes. You know, here's what the literature tells us in terms of, you know, the common themes were eat lots of vegetables, eat lots of seafood, get enough sleep, manage stress, live an active lifestyle. And it was important to me to kind of, you know, I really wanted to do a talk this year that was a little bit more, you know, paleo effects. I mean, the whole point of this conference is putting paleo into practice, and I really wanted to take a step away from arguments about carbohydrates, and which was very much, you know, a couple of years ago, and really talk about, you know, just what are the things that we know unequivocally from the literature help to reduce disease risk or can help reverse disease once it's established. And it was a very, very well received talk. I actually had three different people tell me it was their favorite talk they had ever seen at any Paleo Effects, which was I think that's a bit of an exaggeration, but it was a very, very sweet sentiment for them to say. But I think that I wasn't the only person who kind of, you know, wanted to take this year, this opportunity to, you know, speak in front of an audience to do something similar, to sort of, you know, recenter us to, you know, what the whole point of paleo is, which is, you know, it's a framework for understanding the best diet and lifestyle choices for optimal health. And it's a merger of our insight from evolutionary biology and anthropology, as well as contemporary biology. And, you know, my approach, because I, you know, was a medical researcher, is always contemporary biology. And I rely on other experts to fill in the gaps in terms of evolutionary biology and anthropology. I think there was still a fair bit of lifestyle focus this year. So I was really happy to see that, because I think in this community, we often get really wrapped up in just, we get kind of a little obsessed about the foods on our plate, and we kind of forget about some of the other things that are really important. So I know that was very central to my talk, but it was also the subject of a few other talks. And I think sleep was still very thematic, you know, with Doc Parsley and Dan Party, who both are big advocates for healthy sleep. So I always also enjoy hearing that messaging. But I just generally felt like, you know, there was still, you know, some talks that were a little bit tangential, and that always happens at Paleo Effects because there's so many different voices in this community. But I really liked just seeing that it was a little bit more of a let's really talk about what are the best decisions to make day to day, and practically how to apply that to our lives, which I think is the heart of what Paleo Effects and that entire conference is about. But did you hear that they're rebranding and they're going to be Health Effects next year?
No, I did not know that.
They announced it at the conference, and I won't share my opinion on that matter because I think it would take 20 minutes to do so. But it was a really interesting response from attendees, because it was like the two extremes. Like, people either love it or they're like, you know, hurt, and that, you know, they're leaving the term paleo behind. I think, you know, it's the organizers' intention to keep it a paleo-centered conference. They're trying to reach a broader audience, which, of course, that type of rebranding we're seeing across the, you know, paleo blogosphere. There are lots of people who are trying to do that. No idea. Don't have any idea what that could be like.
Haven't considered rebranding at all myself.
You know, your Skype name still has the old blog name on it.
I know, and my email is still Paleo Parents. And we are who we are, but
so I from that perspective, I don't think they're doing anything necessarily that unique in this community. There are lots of people who are looking at rebranding efforts to try and reach a broader audience. So I think that the concern is more that they'll diverge from this paleo-centered message and end up being, you know, just another copy of the hundreds of health conferences, general health conferences that are already out there. And I don't think that's actually going to happen. I think everyone who is involved in that conference is very protective of this community and has, you know, drunk the Kool-Aid enough that this is the messaging they're just really passionate about. I think they're just looking to reach a broader audience. That's the short version of my 20-minute opinion.
Yeah. Well, I think it does deserve its own conversation, and having gone through that struggle myself, I know that it's a personal decision, but in that case, it's not personal because everybody who's a speaker or attendee feels like, you know, they're part of that community or part of that conference in order to participate in the decision making. You know, the individuals who run PaleoFX aren't necessarily, you know, full-fledged paleo people. They have different kind of businesses that run parallel to health, but not necessarily paleo exclusive. So it doesn't surprise me. And I do hope that, you know, it helps people reach a broader, you know, I hope that a broader audience is reached. But I know that, you know, I wouldn't necessarily be jumping at something that wasn't specific to a topic that I was looking for. You know, like usually the general health term is associated with something that is the opposite of what I believe to be healthy. So that'll be interesting to see how they're able to kind of share the philosophies of, you know, the paleo movement, the real food movement, all that kind of stuff, and get people engaged who might define health otherwise. So.
I just pictured next year being full of angry vegans.
Totally. Like people who come and they're like, wait, what?
Right. Yeah. No, that was just like, I had this like super, super like stark image of, yeah.
Anyway.
I'm sure that won't happen.
No.
But.
But I know that you are struggling to speak, even just what you did speak already. So, I am super excited to listen to next week's episode myself because there will be pieces of it that I have never heard, and to share it with our listeners because I think it'll give you insight to our nearly 5-year long history on episode 250. And it'll, you know, include some laughs and include some good stuff. So make sure you tune in next week. Thank you so much for tuning in this week for what I guess we can call a little bit of a PaleoFX wrap up.
It was the extra short form because I need to sleep right now.
Yes, but also, I mean, historically, you and I have done like a joint because we're at PaleoFX together and we get a bunch of people in a room and we record a fun episode. So it wouldn't be, you know, proper if we didn't do a PaleoFX episode of some kind. So I guess that's what we'll call this one. I guess tell us what your three favorite discoveries were from a vendor perspective.
Oh, so I wanted to see every single vendor, and I didn't actually get to have a conversation with every single vendor, but I got to see most of the ones that I was really interested in. And what was really exciting was meeting a lot of new people who are trying to fill some kind of product niche within our community. So some of my you know, I've got all my old favorites, so I want to talk about specifically new people. So there was a cracker company called Jill's Crackers, and they're basically, you know, almond flour, and they're sesame seeds are actually the top ingredient. So they've got seeds and nuts and a little bit of tapioca starch to hold them together, but they were really tasty crackers, and they had different flavors, including like two flavors that were nightshade free. They're not autoimmune, obviously, because they're nut and seed based, but I was really impressed with them.
Those were Andrew's favorite paleo snack that we would get in the mail, because there's at least one or two that have like tomatoes in them, so I can't eat them. And whenever we'd get them as part of like a gift or something, he would get so excited.
And so there was one woman who, like, right on my last day, I don't know if she even had a booth on the vendor floor or not, because I hadn't talked to her, but she came up to me and she just like, she was here, I just want you to try these and let me know how you think. And they were a paleo, I don't know if I'm pronouncing them right, alfajores, which is like a Mexican cookie. And holy smokes, were they the bomb. I need to like contact this woman and tell her how amazing they were. And then there was a new ghee company, but they sold a chocolate spread that was ghee based, which was amazing.
Interesting.
And then, yeah. And then there was a company called Muffin Else. that they've been perfecting their paleo pancake mix, and it's based on Otto's cassava flour. But what's great is you just add water. You don't add anything else. You're not adding like a lot of the mixes that are out there already. You add like eggs or oil or eggs and oil and water, but this is, you just add water, and they were really, really tasty pancakes. And then like some of our old favorite vendors have new things that are really exciting. So Pure Indian Foods has it's an olive oil, sacha inchi seed oil, and black cumin seed oil company mix. And it was the most flavorful oil, and it had that like polyphenol kick. And he's sourcing the olives from, you know, one, a single source farm in the, you know, Greek mountains. So, you know, he's a super nerd about the source of all of his herbs and all of his ingredients. So that was a new product that Pure Indian Foods is putting together that I thought was really exciting. Epic Bar had a bunch of new flavors, including a bunch of new autoimmune protocol friendly flavors. They have a new salmon bar that's autoimmune protocol friendly, that's really tasty. They just keep expanding their collection, which is super exciting. Paleo on the Go always has a pile of new things to try. So that was really neat. They had a chocolate bar from Hook Kitchen in New York that they're now carrying, and it's like a chocolate hazelnut bar, and it was it's the best thing I've ever eaten.
Yeah, like, those Hook Kitchen chocolate bars are crazy good. I learned about them from Danielle Walker, and I actually ordered them like through a Hook Kitchen reseller years ago to get them delivered directly. So when I saw One Step Paleo Shop was carrying them, I'm like, oh, that's so exciting.
So then Zero Shoes, which actually met at AHS last year, they have a whole bunch of new shoes in their line. They're all natural movement shoes. They have a really, really tough sole, so it's really protecting the bottom of your feet, but it's super, super flexible, and they're very, very comfortable. So I was excited to see he had a bunch of, because when he was at AHS last year, all he had was sandals. And this year he had a bunch of different kinds of running shoes, and he's got a hiking boot coming out, which I think is really exciting. And then Enviromedica, they make Prescript Assist and Ancient Minerals magnesium products. And they have a magnesium lotion that has melatonin in it. And apparently the melatonin, the gut sequesters melatonin, so you actually get a better sleep promoting effect by absorbing it transdermally. I thought that was like just a really neat, like, hang on, like that's just kind of a neat sleep aid. I feel like I'm gonna be missing people now because you just put me on the spot, but there was lots of like really neat like fitness machines, and there's a bunch of new supplement companies. What are their names? Oh, I feel so bad for forgetting their names. There's another company doing an encapsulated organ meat blend, which I thought was really exciting. And they're paleo something that really doesn't help anybody, does it? They're the ones who make those kids' meat sticks. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't. I'm sorry.
I'll have to look it up later. We can put it in the show notes. I got to hang out. So you know how I like Morocco Methods shampoos. I got to actually hang out with Anthony Morocco, and he was helping me with figuring out what to do about my 10-year-old's hair, because she's going through puberty, so her hair has just gotten like instant grease on it. So like she washes it, and like 10 minutes later, it's greasy and gross. So poor kid, puberty sucks. Oh my gosh. So he was full of like really great suggestions for her that seemed actually already to be making a difference. So, I always like, checking out like who's new, who's doing something neat that I should be talking to. And then, you know, my favorite companies, I get to hang out with the wonderful people behind them. I did a whole book signing at the Vital Proteins booth, and the collagen veggie blend was a massive hit. Like, it was the star of the vendor floor at the conference. So that was really cool. And at the book signing, they had Snap Kitchen do a beet hummus using the collagen veggie blend. That was so tasty. And then they made, they had chocolate chip cookies that were made with Vital Proteins' new powdered bone broth. Mm. They were such good cookies. So Snap Kitchen, also genius, and Vital Proteins. So yeah, I'm sure I'm missing like 10 amazing vendors, but those are the ones, at least at the moment, that are stand out. Oh, and then One Stop Pillar Shop had samples of Sweet Apricity caramels. Mm. So I don't know if you've tried Sweet Apricity caramels. They're an AIP caramel, and she's got a new lavender caramel flavor. And they were just handing out little samples, and a number of them made it into my bag somehow. I don't know how that happened. But quite a few little sample bags came home with me.
They're dangerous. I can't have them around.
I keep them in the freezer. Mm. They're totally, you can totally eat them straight out of the freezer, so, but it slows me down a little bit. And they're sort of out of sight. So, I'm not like opening up the pantry and then seeing them. So that's my big trick. But, yeah, they're pretty awesome too. All right.
Awesome.
That's all I got there.
Well, thanks for using up the last of your voice with us. I have no other insight to offer to PaleoFX because I wasn't there. Except I will say, you know what's really cool is in my first strongman competition, a woman named Amy came down to compete from Canada because it was a women's only strongwoman competition. And we met and we kept in touch online, and I think it was 2 years ago I actually connected her with the woman who runs PaleoFX, because she was interested in being a vendor or a speaker and helping people train strongman on the floor, kind of like, you know, some of the other fitness vendors, fitness speakers. I don't know what you call them. Demonstrators? do.
People of awesomeness.
Yes. The people who do the practical implementation of the physical side usually do hands-on, I don't want to call it training because most of the time you're not breaking a sweat, but, you know,
They're workshops.
Yes, workshops.
I think they're technically workshops, yeah.
So anyway, last year she did a strong man workshop, which was really cool. And this year she was a speaker and did multiple workshops, and it was like completely full and everybody was interested. And I loved seeing it online because here's somebody who kind of came into strongman at the same time as me and has turned it into a personal training business for herself and is at PaleoFX getting other people engaged in it. And I just thought that was super interesting. So shout out to Amy. We'll put a link to her website in the show notes as well.
Yeah, and I think it's probably a good place to end is for people who can't travel to PaleoFX. They have a new service called PaleoFX TV that they launched after the conference last year, and it's a fairly short period of time before all the talks go up. But they have most of the presentations from all PaleoFXs. There's been certain times where there's been AV problems and they haven't had a video recording of talks, or they've had a whole room that hasn't had a video recorder, but they've basically put a collection of as many as they can into a subscription service. And it's kind of like subscribing to TED Talks, but it's all PaleoFX talks. So we should put a link in the show notes to PaleoFX TV as well. But that's a great resource for anybody who wants to, I mean, not just see this year's talks, but they have talks from all previous years, and it's a really neat streaming service.
Definitely. And I know that they're also already pre-selling 2018 tickets, and the earlier you buy them, the cheaper they are. So if you're interested in going next year, definitely look into that. We'll put those links in the show notes for sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Sarah, for being a trooper and sticking it out so that we had a show this week. We don't want to
break our tradition. Can't miss an episode now.
249 episodes in, it would have been terrible to miss one.
Oh, yeah. That's not, it's not acceptable. 249 episodes in a row without ever missing a week now. I think that's special.
For sure. So again, thank you to our listeners. We will be back again next week with something exciting to celebrate 250. And we would love your feedback either through iTunes, Stitcher, or however you listen, or on our blogs. We love to get comments and feedback from you guys and what you're, you know, interested in hearing about. Feel free to submit questions, contact us through social media, all that kind of stuff. It makes our day when we hear from you guys.
Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Thank you for listening to The Paleo View. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You can also support us by shopping for our favorite paleo products on the sidebars of our individual websites or by donating through PayPal.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.